Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
State Assemblyman Angela Morinello is joining us live this morning. New York is one of a handful of states in the country without a reopening date or an end date for when restrictions come off. Most states have a plan, or at least a date. Angelo, why is this happening here?
Well, let me consult my crystal ball, and I might be able to give you an answer. I don't mean to be sarcastic, but New York State seems to be a knee-jerk reaction state. Everything from day one of the pandemic was a knee-jerk reaction. Things that have opened or the restrictions that have been softened usually occur either prior to a press conference challenging the rule or a court decision. I can't answer that, except that let's take the vaccine. They put someone in charge who had no experience whatsoever but was a supporter of the governor, Larry Schwartz. Larry Schwartz is now under investigation for his viewing of intimidation and calling county executives regarding vaccine. My concern is that every decision seems to be a political rather than a logical decision. And this is why. They wait until they see where their support is. And I have a feeling some of it may have to do with the allegations against the governor and the investigations. And he yields to the groups that appear to be supporting him. So it's a difficult question to answer as to why, but I think it's a lack of leadership. I think it's a focus on protecting a legacy and a reputation as opposed to protecting the state of New York.
You know, we know from talking with you that you have conversations across the aisle with your fellow Democrats in the state legislature. You're not, you know, sticking just in your one conference and, you know, burying your head to what's going on across the aisle and with what's happening in the entire legislature as a whole. That being said, with more and more states at least having a guideline, whether that's a date, whether that's a vaccination metric, a caseload metric, I mean, is there a growing sense of we need to put something on this? And from that, do you expect any action in the legislature?
Well, we have two issues. One, we have the bipartisan support on most issues. But then you have leadership who controls what comes up. Let's take, for example, what I call the Trojan horse legislation. That's the legislation that was touted as taking the powers away from the governor. But in fact, what it really did was expanded his powers. The title sounded good. And it eliminated the sunset provision. And it actually did not force every single extension to come back to the legislature. On the other side of the aisle, and I consider myself a bipartisan legislator, it's about the people, it's about my district. There's fear of challenging leadership because of losing focus from the leader on certain districts on the other side. But off the record and in private conversations, everyone is frustrated. They're frustrated at the focus on pandering. Take a group, Good. I think we can get that group support. So let's go out. Let's take the vaccine. You know, initially there was just such confusion because the rollout was imperfect. And it wasn't imperfect because of lack of planning. It was imperfect because of lack of experienced individuals administering it. It was imperfect because it didn't focus on who is best. How do we get to the individuals? It should have gone to pharmacies and hospitals, but they just didn't have the ability to understand what the demographics of distribution in districts was. Now they're begging people to come get the vaccine. They're offering incentives. In one district in New York City, I saw, they were offering rolled joints for a shot. Others are offering $100. Now they've got pop-ups that the NFTA is partnering with where you can get a free bus pass for 7 days or a transit pass for 7 days. They're doing it at transit stops. So it just seems that they do everything with a knee-jerk reaction rather than an overall plan to address the issue.
Angela, the governor yesterday said he's hoping beaches and pools can be open fully by the 4th of July. And he said he's taking a leap of faith on this. These are outside venues.
Well, you know, they say that the vaccine works. Those that are have full vaccine can go to sporting events, but you have to wear a mask, which seems to be contradictory. So I agree with you that these are outdoor events. Most of these public pools are for the children that are under the age that they worry about them getting the vaccine. So, again, there's no long-range plan. It is just knee-jerk reactions. Within the assembly, the move towards radical legislation because of the three branches of government being controlled by one party is just you shake your head at some of the things that they're trying to pass, because most of them support New York City and the seven boroughs. They don't affect the rest of the state, but that is what is happening. So, again, I go back to knee-jerk reactions with no overall plan. I think there's a fear. You know, when you have the nursing home fiasco that is under investigation, and, you know, the reports that have come out have been just a cover-up, okay, and a way to promote the plan. So it just seems it's another one of these where here's what we want to occur, therefore we will create a scenario to support our ultimate premise. Just lack of focus. You know, a good leader can multitask in challenges. But when one of those challenges is your own reputation, your own legacy, you don't seem to be able to focus on what is more important for the people. Press conferences are back to yesterday's, I noticed, okay? They're bravado. They're all bravado. They're all showpieces. Instead of just giving a fact, okay, COVID is down. There's got to be this big scenario, and I'm the godfather of everybody, and I'm going to tell you how to eat, and I'm going to tell you how to cook on a Sunday, okay? That doesn't support what we need as a leader. And right now I think leadership is lacking, and those that have been around the governor are abandoning ship. The departures from his administration are monumental. So we're getting individuals in there who are filling gaps. They're more focused on filling the positions than representing the common people.